Adrian, you know, Teresa gave us such an interesting insight into this overcaring. You know, because so often we think, oh, caring is such a good thing and you can't overcare. Like, if there's one thing you can't do too much, it's care. And yet it landed her in the ER. And I thought it was fascinating. It wasn't just once. Yeah. I mean, she'd had a lot of these attacks afterwards. And she called it an anxiety attack. I don't think we've had anybody ever say that.
Usually
before.
It's panic attack or anxiety. Yeah, but anxiety attack. And in fact, I was just reading an account of somebody who was a VP of HR who had kind of the same thing. Actually, she worked for one of the biggest companies in the world. She was in Switzerland. She went into the doctor after an emergency room visit. And the doctor said, she says, how long am I be out of work? She says, at least a year.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And she says it was actually 18 months before I could return. And it was to do it right. And so this is a big deal that we haven't been talking about. This idea of, you know, turning our caring into an obsession and ruminating. How often do you ruminate, you know, which isn't a good thing. We sometimes go, let me ruminate on that. No, it's like that's perfectionism,
well,
right?
You go down that rabbit hole, right? Yeah. And you start saying, I'm not a good person to I'm, you know, evil incarnate. You know, you can go down that rabbit hole. We had a good friend who went in and had to go to the ER, and his doctor literally said, your job is killing you.
Yeah.
That's the kind of job you should probably change, by the way, for those of you that are listening. I thought it was fascinating how she said, you know, the way I grew up had such an impact. I grew up in a very authoritarian, very patriarchal family. You never questioned the man in charge.
Yeah.
And the size differential, you know, her boss was 6'5 and she was 5'2. That's intimidating. That's where remote work kind of evens everything out, right? Everybody's the size of a Zoom square on your screen. It's pretty hard to be too intimidating when you're all the same size.
That's true. Because I have a CEO now go to see, I'm kind of intimidating. I go, really? Because you're an inch tall. You know?
Like, you're only an inch square.
You don't intimidate me.
Yeah. So those childhood experiences, the thing that really resonated with me was she said, drop the fight.
Yeah.
Stop judging the experience as good or bad. And do
about
those
our
little
emotions. That's about emotions, right?
Yeah. And we talk about it all the time. You know, it's good to have conversations, debate, argue. But when you fight, there's a winner and a loser. And so drop the fight, you know?
Well, internally, I think, you know, she's getting at as well is that, look, emotion's going to hit us. We may feel fearful. We may feel angry. We may feel jealous. We may feel all these things we think are negative. She says, stop fighting that. It's a messenger.
Yeah.
Something, it's telling you something, you know? So if you're feeling fearful, you know, bad, this, that, or the other, what's the message that it wants to tell? So stop fighting with yourself. As well as, like you say, with anybody else, that's part of this process. So really powerful.
Yeah, and relax your body. You know, that's what I wanted to get to. So you find yourself in this, what do you do? You know, other than say, hey, call me an ambulance, right? Relax the body. The message, again, all this is about messaging, right? The message that it sends your body when you relax your shoulders, you go to the breath, is that you're safe. I thought that was really interesting. Send your body messages that you're safe and anxiety levels come down.
Well, everybody, it's a great message to watch for signs as overcaring, as Teresa says. And I love this practical advice at the end. Stop one thing.
Yeah,
you know, maybe it's your doom scrolling. Maybe it's, you know, taking assignments or saying yes to things that you really don't want to do, or, you know, whatever it is that's just filling up your days with busyness because you want to achieve. You know, our mentor, Marshall Goldsmith, talks about this, you know, the poison sometimes of achieving. We just want to keep ticking things off, and it's so powerful, and it doesn't move us toward our real goals.
Right. My last takeaway is her three things that she does for herself. Movement, meditate, journal. I thought, you know, so simple. And she says, it's not an elaborate journal. It's just kind of, hey, what am I looking forward to the day? What did I kind of learn at the end of the day? And so on. So, you know, get out, move around, you know, meditate, some quiet time, relax your shoulders, be safe. And then just write stuff down, journal. I thought it was great.
It was. And, you know, really one of the most relaxed people we know, our producer, Brent Klein, who just keeps us so on track and so zen as we do all this. To Christy Lawrence, who helps us find amazing guests like Teresa. And all of you who listened in, we want to thank you. If you like the podcast, please share it. let others know about it. We'd also love you to visit thecultureworks.com for some free resources to help you and your team thrive.
And we love speaking to audiences all around the world, you know, whether it's virtually, in person, small leadership groups, you know, auditoriums filled to the brim. We talk about culture, teamwork, resilience. We talk about how to manage your anxiety, how to build a great, engaging, all-in culture as we talk about. So give us a call. We'd like to talk to you about your event. And always, of course, pick up our book, Anxiety at Work. It's available on Audible, on Amazon, wherever fine books are sold, as well as on litvideo.com. We just did a fun launch for that book. If you're not sure what video books are, go to litvideobook.com. And they'll explain it to you. It's a great new format for learning for executives. Well, great information, great guest, great fun, great humor. We didn't mention that she was in Toronto, so a fellow Canadian, eh? You got to love that. And we look forward to seeing you again in our next podcast. But Adrian, wrap us up with the last word.
Well, yeah. And from here in Park City, Utah, Chester from Summit, New Jersey, we want to thank you for joining us. Until next time, we wish you the best of mental health.